Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things.
Spooky things.
But what do we like more than all of those things?
We like
self-care for yourself. What did you do this week for self-care?
This week, so I ordered a book from one of my favorite podcasts. It's the Comfy Cozy Witch podcast.
Oh, yeah. You tagged me in that.
Yeah. Well, I was trying to win something. Sorry.
Oh, wow. I thought we had something, I guess.
But
I'm
also,
the fool.
You should listen to it because it's cute and it's nice and it's like a good palate cleanse.
I've been
when
listening
I listen
to Spooked.
Too much true crime. Dude, I love Spooked. It's amazing. But so the lady who hosts that podcast, Jenny Blonde, wrote a book. And
it's write a book.
The Comfy Cozy Witch's Guide to Making Magic in Your Everyday Life. And
do you have it or you just ordered it?
Yeah, I have it. Actually, I like ordered it and it came the next day.
Oh, that's like,
I was like, oh, that's quick.
Not a thing.
How cute is this cover?
Oh, that's fun. I like that.
So it's like about putting magic into your life and like there's spells and there's like journal prompts and it's just really cute and I love it.
Have you been taking it seriously?
I've only read like the introduction.
Okay. Well, you know, you'll get there eventually.
I'll get there. but I'm excited to read it all because I really like her and I feel like I need to like reconnect with my witchy self because...
We both do.
Because all I do is take care of babies.
Well, we'll reconnect.
One baby specifically. I don't take care of other people's babies.
I mean...
Only my baby.
Maybe you are. I don't know.
So, yeah. It's just something that I'm trying to, like, do for myself. Yeah. Like, I do yoga for myself, but, like, that's pretty much it. And I'm like, what else do I need to do to, like, feel like myself? So,
well, you got to separate yourself. You have to be two different people. Because a lot of people just are like, I'm a mom.
I'm a mom.
And then boom,
I can't let that be, like, my entire identity.
No. No.
It's part of it. Certainly
that's
not
great,
all of it.
But, like,
yeah.
I think it's scary when it becomes your whole thing and people are like, what
well,
do
then
I
people
talk
have
about
such a crisis when,
child.
Like, they are empty nesters.
Yeah.
Anyways, what did you do?
Well, you were there.
I was there.
It was the bridal shower.
Bridal
that was
shower.
A lot of fun. I am very tired. I had so much fun, but I was very tired.
Yeah. I think, like, being out in the sun, socializing, like, it's a lot of attention on you. Like, that...
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I also enjoyed that I made everyone answer trivia questions about me, and I made this podcast a three-parter.
Yeah. Well,
so we know who
got
the
it right.
Fake-ass friends are who
well,
don't listen.
Yeah. It was like kind of like crickets, and I was like, wow, that's embarrassing.
It's like, my sister's like, so what's the podcast called? And like, two people raise their hands.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, cool.
Oh,
you,
wow.
Some of you motherfuckers don't listen. But that was really fun.
Yeah.
And... Sam, shout out to you.
Good job, Sam.
Real one.
And Jess.
Yeah, real ones.
They know.
Yeah, self-care for yourself.
Well, what fucked up thing are you going to tell me today?
Well, I let you kind of do a choose your own adventure little situation. We're going to be recording a little bit ahead because...
A wedding bell.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have been like listening, but there's a marriage happening and...
Festivities are taking place.
Yeah, and
we're
it's
gonna be out of
it's
town.
A lot. Yeah, we're gonna be out of town. We're gonna be like focused on other things.
We're gonna be
so
celebrating Kim.
Celebrating
for like
and Keith, sort of, but like,
mostly you,
mostly me. Yeah. Let's be real. It's about me.
It's about me.
I want to know that. Okay, so the story I'm telling, my notes just went like sideways, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Have you ever heard of Grace Mullane?
Nope.
AKA the Tinder murder.
Oh, shock.
There have been a few Tinder murders. Because yes. you, a few weeks ago, talked about the TikTok
murder.
Yeah. But let's be real. If you type in Tinder murder, there's going to be, like, more than one.
Okay. I wonder if it's the one I know about. I won't say anything.
This is not in the U.S.
Okay. Perhaps. I don't remember where this was, but...
Okay.
Anyways, tell me the details. So,
Grace Mullane is beautiful. Mm-hmm. She's very... Like, the picture of her, I was like, oh, she's cute. I should do her story, because she's adorable. And our source notes will be listed in the podcast, as they always are. So, she was born December 2nd, 1996. She's a Sagittarius. I will stop talking right now, because... I have thoughts about Sagittariuses.
I only know a few Sagges, and they're pretty nice.
I almost married one by accident, and he was the worst.
Well, that's just one.
And I worked with one that was the worst.
Okay, that's then, just two.
Well, I worked with like three that were. I was like, do you want me to continue? No, there is one that is a cusper of a Capricorn and Jess. And a Capricorn and Sagittarius love her. But I was like, Sagittarius, fire signs. It's like my poison.
Okay. Wait, isn't Keith a fire sign?
Yeah, that's why I said my poison.
Oh, your love poison?
My love poison.
Okay.
No, he's a good fire sign. But
okay.
He's a cusper too, so.
Yeah.
Anyways. So she lived in Wickford, Essex, which is in the UK.
Okay.
And I will be honest with you. Sorry. Yes.
I don't know if that's the right accent.
No, that was great. Honestly, top notch. I don't know a lot about the UK, and I'm going to be very honest, but I just know it's in the UK. But like, if you handed me a map and were like, pointed out, I'd be
like... We're never doing that.
No.
This is not geography lessons.
Yeah, no.
It's in the UK. That's all you need to know.
If I went back to school, we don't I could need get to know a geography and the history distance minor.
From one town to the other, like... If you're interested, look it up yourself. Yeah. Give it a goog.
Don't put it on us.
Yeah.
So she had just recently got a degree in advertising and marketing from University of Lincoln. Mm. And she was kind of taking like a gap year, like between graduating from college and just kind of getting your first job, which...
Good for her.
Yeah. I think that should be like the thing you'd...
Sure. That's like, a lot of hard work to like graduate and stuff.
Like, I think it's really great when people do get like a job right out of college or sure. like right when they're about to graduate. But I do think it's kind of important to like find yourself because you're like, I've been doing so many years of school.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, my throat just made a weird noise. Sorry if you heard that. Did you hear that?
I did hear that. It was like a frog.
I don't know. No, that was my throat doing its own thing. I was not in charge of that. I was along for the ride. So she did 6 weeks in Peru,
ooh.
South America, and then New Zealand was next.
Oh, dang. Okay. She's like really yeah, going
so
for
she's
it.
She's like really taking her time, which
get
is
it, girl.
Great. Yeah. So December 1st, the day before her 22nd birthday, she sent her bestie a message that she was meeting a guy. Amina was her friend's name. And just... wanted to mention, like, she's like, I'm meeting a guy, and her friend's like, get it, girl, you know, like how your friends are when you say you're meeting a guy.
Yeah, and they're also like, tell me the location and the time.
Yeah, exactly. Well, unfortunately, she didn't send her location, but I just wanted to mention she had told her friend she's meeting
she at least
a guy on
knew
Tinder
to
yeah.
tell her best friend, like,
yeah,
here's yeah. the sitch, I'm meeting someone.
And that's happening, so deal with it. So. She didn't answer any of her birthday wishes.
Oh.
And they weren't worried. She had been active, like, doing stuff. So maybe yeah. she was hiking. You
maybe
know,
she's
maybe
busy.
She wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's her birthday. She's probably doing something crazy. And the entire trip, she had been super communicative and sending tons of pictures. And her family was kind of like, you know, maybe she's doing something one day. Maybe she's not able to answer.
Yeah. She's busy.
Yeah, exactly. And then 3 days later, on December 5th, around, you know, it's kind of like because the time difference, they made a missing persons report.
Oh.
Because then the, like, they called her and the voices, or and then their calls went straight to voicemail.
Oh.
And they were like, okay, that's she's strange. Been communicative. Maybe that day she was doing something, but like at
but
this
usually
point,
she'll get back to you after
yeah,
like
she would
a
have
certain
been like,
amount of days.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that same day, her dad also flew out to Auckland, which was where she was in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news about Auckland is that they have extensive CC cameras everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Like, everywhere you go, you're going to be on. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's helpful.
So they ended up checking Grace's hotel room and all of her luggage was still there, which not only indicated that she was still there, but she hadn't, like, left the country.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to just leave your stuff.
No.
But, yeah, it just...
It's just not a thing you know. To do.
And they're like, this isn't Grace. She's not going to just leave her stuff. So December 6th, keep in mind, her parents reported her missing.
On the 5th?
December 5th.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I say on or around because it's not exactly super, like, on the dot. But
well, yeah, the time difference from New Zealand to the UK, I'm sure. Yeah. Is.
And that's why I say, like, on or around, because people get weird about stuff. The police announced that they have a person of interest in the case, but they don't reveal a name. And
not even to the parents?
No.
Okay.
We'll get into it towards the end. Just keep in mind, it will be towards the end, kind of why I explain that. And I do have to give the police some props for taking this seriously and so quickly getting to the bottom of this. It was like whiplash because the details are shared that they have a person of interest. And then a few days later, December 8th, they now have turned the missing persons investigation into a murder investigation.
Oh, God.
Very little details. It's essentially like...
That's kind of crazy.
We have a person of interest 2 days later. This is actually this is now a homicide.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Her parents must be like freaking out.
Yeah. Because they don't know a lot of information too because they can't share that.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. But like, and the man they questioned on December 6th when they had a person of interest is the person who's going to be charged.
Okay.
My notes are pissing me off. There's so many exclamation points. And I'm like, girl, this is you. This is your own notes. Why are you so excited? Anyway, so a day later, says August 9th. Clearly, I was not in that month. But December 9th, 2018, early evening, Grace's body is found in a forestry, like a foresty area.
Okay.
In a suitcase.
Oh, no.
12 miles away from like the center of the city of Auckland.
Okay.
And... Oh, my God. The area ended up being a little less than an hour away from where she was staying. Like, the hotel.
Okay, yeah.
And the last place she said to be hanging out at was the City Life Hotel. And this is kind of where she was staying, but that's, like, the last place they have her. So,
And that's where all her belongings were?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. So, as I mentioned above, there's footage of her because of the CC cameras. And not only is there footage of much of the night, but there's footage of her heading out for the beginning of the night.
Mm.
And she's going on a date and she's like in a t-shirt dress is what she said. And just and like casual. A white watch. Like, it is all in color. Like, it is very obvious it's her.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's around 5-ish when she leaves from her hotel. And she's going to a Sky City, Auckland, which is like, it's described as kind of like a shopping center, casino area.
Okay.
I kind of would compare it to maybe like Black Hawk or like really small scaled down like Las Vegas strip area. Because there's casinos and restaurants in that area.
It's like nightlife
area. Yes, yes. So she walks and it's about 2 miles away. And if you're Keith, it's 10 miles or 10 minutes away.
Right. He runs a 5-minute mile.
I told him this and he was like, really? And I'm like, yeah, I have to mention that. Like, it's literally in like parentheses. And she stands outside Sky City and it's obvious she's waiting for someone because she's just like looking at her phone, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just kind of like pacing from side to side. So you see her date walk up, they hug awkwardly.
Sure.
And head in. And they're talking the whole time, obviously, like good first date conversation, like laughing and like looking at each other, like we're doing right now.
Sure.
We could be on a first date. You're like, no, we're way past that. But they go to a restaurant. It's obvious they're just going to be doing like kind of bar hopping, like getting drinks.
Okay.
And they end up going to dinner after like bar hopping to different bars and getting drinks and stuff. They actually end up going to dinner in this same like shopping center casino area.
Hmm.
And it's good because they had been drinking. And by this point, they're like kissing and like hugging and like,
okay, so they're things are going well.
Yeah, so they're more comfortable with each other. And at that point, it is more obvious that it is a date because people said at first it kind of looked like maybe they were just friends.
Yeah.
Meeting up, and people are like, okay, clearly it's a date.
Well, I mean, she just met a stranger. Like, yeah. You're not going to automatically be and like, so far, should we make out?
Yeah, do I make out randomly? But it like seems normal. Like, yeah, that's normal.
Normal date stuff, sure.
Yeah. Things kind of change. The guy goes to the restroom and gives Grace a kiss before he leaves. And then when he comes back, she goes to the bathroom and leaves her purse at the table, like on the back of her chair.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not victim blaming.
I was automatically thinking like he did something to her drink.
Don't do. Okay. I'm not victim blaming. But like, guys, when you are on a first date, do not leave an empty drink with somebody. And also don't leave your purse. Just, he doesn't do anything to the drink. I'm just saying, like, it's smart to, like, be cognizant that that's. But he quickly grabs her bag and goes through it.
What?
Yeah.
Ew, why?
I don't know. That's never discussed.
Did he, like, take stuff out? Like.
No. He doesn't take anything out. It's okay. Just. That, to me, like, the whole night is, like, cute, cute,
that's
cute.
That's weird.
And then it's, like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. So he didn't, like, take any money, but he's just, like, snooping?
Yeah. For
weird
what?
Energy, dude.
Yeah. And that's where I'm, like, and that's where
and what
a lot
are you
of,
looking for, specifically, you know?
What could you find that you're, like, oh, my God, it's every, like, to me, I.
That's strange.
Yeah. Like, I leave my purse, like, if I go to dinner or something with you, like, I'll leave my purse there. Keith, I don't give a shit. But, like, even if you went through it, I'd be, like, Danae's tummy hurts. She's grabbing something for it. But it's just, it's fucking weird. Like, yeah. You just don't, like, it's just strange when somebody goes through your purse. And that's, like, when people see that, they're like, okay, that's weird. So now they leave, and they are wrapped around each other. Like, clearly the date's been going well.
Okay.
And they're comfortable, and I'm assuming Grace knows nothing of him going through her stuff. Because
yeah, why would she know?
If some guy was like, I went through your purse, I'd be like, cool, bye.
Yeah, that's weird.
Bye, thank you for letting me know. So later, CC footage reveals them entering her hotel room and going upstairs to the third floor, which, knowing what we are about to know, makes it really eerie. Like, the footage, just them going upstairs and going to her room.
This might be the one that I think I know.
So the next morning, early in the morning... That's really bad note taking.
The next morning, early in the morning.
It's like
it
self-care
was morning.
For yourself. Okay. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? You see him leaving wearing only a shirt, which the previous night he had a button up on. And you see him notice the camera and suddenly turn his back to it.
Oh.
So it just kind of reminds me of,
what
like,
do you mean? Like, only in like an undershirt? Or?
Yeah. Okay. And he had been wearing a button up. So clearly, like, the shirt had come off.
Okay.
So, yeah, he had been
wearing... But he was wearing pants.
Yeah. Like, okay. No, I mean, he's dressed appropriately, but, like, obviously, like, some clothing had come off.
Okay.
And it just kind of makes me laugh, because I don't know if you've seen To Catch a Predator, but, like, they'll show the guy come in, he'll talk for a little bit, and then, like, the cameras will come out, and the guys always hide their face.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh, baby girl, we are past that. Yeah. You've been filmed nice for, like, the last, like, 20 minutes, but okay. So I just kind of was like, Chris Hansen, anyone? And he leaves the hotel and goes to a mall nearby and enters the store and buys something.
Okay.
What does he buy?
A suitcase.
It's that a suitcase.
Right? Okay.
It's a suitcase.
I was like, hopefully that's right.
10 points, Danae. So he goes to the third floor and uses a key. It's not his hotel. It's hers. So he's clearly using her key.
Yeah.
And a few minutes later, he exits the room again with... nothing in his hands, and he goes to a nearby store. What do you think he buys at the nearby store?
I don't know, like a saw?
Cleaning products.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Few hours later, he leaves the hotel room and catches a cab. He buys the cleaning products. He goes back. And then a few hours later, he's like doing his thing. Who's to say what?
For like a while. He's in the room.
Mm-hmm. He's in the room for a few hours and he leaves the hotel room and catches a cab and goes to a car rental place and gets a car, a red car, and comes back and goes up to the room again. Multiple hours later, he comes out and goes to a bar, all caught on
CCTV,
and orders a drink and ends up leaving with a woman.
What?
He goes to another bar.
Gets another woman?
Uh-huh.
Does he go to her hotel too with that woman?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like fucking bold.
He leaves with her. It doesn't say if like they kiss or anything.
Okay.
But he clearly goes on another date.
What the hell?
Yeah. And it's not Grace, might I mention. This woman he goes and like meets up with after, you know, buying a suitcase, buying cleaning products, like renting a car. He goes on a date with a woman, leaves with her, but he doesn't like go back to her hotel room or something. And it's not Grace, who we also haven't seen since they went up to the room the previous night.
Did the footage show him taking the suitcase out yet, or that's later?
No, not yet.
Okay.
So he doesn't go back with her. They just go on a date. He goes to his rental car. And he goes to rent a rug doctor.
Oh my god.
Uh-huh. And he somehow does it without being stopped on his way into the room. Like, he gets it. Because my first thought was,
that would be
like,
weird, right? You're coming into a hotel to, like, with a rug doctor? Like, exactly. What are you doing?
Exactly. And that's what I thought, too. And I was
but
like,
I guess if you just, like, walk with confidence. But my source material is, like,
somehow he does it. Yeah. No guys, if you really walk with care. Confidence, you
no
can...
No one asks questions.
You can walk in with anything. You just have to act like you know what you're doing and everyone else is stupid.
Oh my god.
So, and I thought that was strange. I was like, how do you walk with a rug doctor? And people aren't like, what are you doing? What are you doing, baby girl? And yeah, no one stops him. He uses it and returns it to the store. And then when he comes back, he borrows a luggage trolley. So he uses it, leaves, goes and returns it to the store.
He's
comes
running
back.
A lot of errands and doing a lot of...
What a fucking idiot. Like, we're able to see every one of your movements. Like, you're making it easy, truly, is what you're doing. So he grabs a luggage trolley. And this, my friend, is how Grace leaves the room. He loads the bags into his car.
Oh, there's several bags?
Yeah. And he...
Oh, I thought it was just one suitcase. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. It's...
Oh, no.
It's two or three.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And then, the next day... He sleeps there. He sleeps in that room.
What? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the next day he goes to a hardware store and buys a shovel. And, you know, he's doing all this stuff one by one, so it's easier to track him. And he comes back to the hotel to get the rest of the bags, her stuff. And
he's not... Wait, her stuff? I thought her stuff was in the hotel room.
He is in the hotel room. He puts some bags in the trolley, brings them down, puts them in the car, comes back up, spends the night there. Next day, wakes up, spends the night there.
Yeah.
Wakes up the next day, goes to a hardware store, buys a shovel, comes back to the hotel, loads some more bags.
Ugh.
And he's not even wearing shoes.
What?
Because his shoes are probably dirty. And in his car...
So he's, like, walking around barefoot in this hotel?
Uh-huh.
Ew.
I know, right?
Ugh.
So, well, I mean... Least of our worries.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he goes to a car wash and leaves the shovel there. And the rest of the bags that he had brought down, he just throws away in the trash.
Oh, wow.
And the cops watch all of this. And December 6th, mind you... We have not seen her since December 1st.
Right.
And he continues to stay at the hotel on Grace's dime until December 6th. It's not like they had to do a search for him. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, Grace's family didn't call the police until December 5th.
Right.
Because they're like, you know, we're probably being dramatic. And it took one day to find him. And the cops were still going through the footage because his... movements were fucking writing themselves.
Well,
it's not
yeah,
like they had to like
highly suspicious.
Yeah. Yeah. So This guy is an idiot because he told the police that, yes, he went on a date with Grace, but he told them that they left at 9 p.m. and he gave her a kiss and that was the end of the night. And it's like, okay, then why the next day did you come out of the hotel room at like 8 or 9 in the morning? You know, because I told you he was wearing a button up the night before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he sees the camera and he turns his back to it.
Just like the one time though.
Yeah. So like, he could have even said he stayed the night, but they're like, okay, if you said goodnight to her, then why the next day did we see you? And he's like, oh, okay.
He's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
He like, so, he only recognized the CCTV foot, like security cameras one time. It was like, oh, better not show my face. But the rest of the time was like,
that was not me
walking barefoot through a hotel with a fucking rug doctor.
Knowing that, this fucking dude, country has great CC. Like,
what an idiot.
You're so dumb. So the cops continue going through the live footage of what he's doing. And they confront him. And they're like,
hey, brother. Well,
we see you leaving in the morning. We see you going to the mall, getting a suitcase. We see you doing this. We see you doing that. And
yeah.
You come back, you know, like,
what just was kind he, of. What was his excuse?
Giving you the play-by-play.
Something stupid.
So, I'll get to that. Don't even worry.
It's going
to
be so dumb.
So 2 days later, December 8th, they do arrest him for her murder because like in most investigations, they took his phone and the area where her body was dumped. He had searched and he put in his GPS.
Oh, he like navigated where she was to
found.
It? Oh,
where she was found, the forest so area where she was found. Oh, you think that's bad?
He's like, forest where I can dump a body. Like, sir.
He had searched for the location and everything, but he also searched to see if there were flesh-eating birds that lived there.
What?
He searched to see if there were, like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but in that area. But
didn't he bury her? Like, what? Why would there need to be flesh-eating birds?
No, he just put her in the suitcase.
Then why does he have a shovel?
Good question, because I thought the same thing. I'm like, okay. Interesting. So maybe he tried and, like, got bored, but, like, they found her pretty quickly, so obviously she wasn't, like, buried.
Okay. This, what?
Yeah, the flesh-eating birds was like, I mean, who doesn't search for flesh-eating birds? I'm constantly like, God.
Does this area have flesh-eating birds? Does
this place? Yeah, no,
like, I hope it does. I hope it does.
Well, like, when I put your address in my GPS, I'm like, oh, I hope there's not flesh-eating birds there. And I look, and it's like, you...
There's not even any flesh-eating birds over here. How do you even
live here, Danae? The flesh-eating birds are plenty.
So stupid. What? Is he on drugs? This seems like a drug thing.
No, but there's a pattern.
Okay.
So once they find her body, it was sent to Essex, and they had a memorial service for her, and hundreds of people came to mourn her death. Keep in mind, they call, like, where the fuck is she? December 5th.
Yeah.
Imagine finding out.
She's been murdered.
A few days later. Not, like, you know, like, because some of our stories are, like,
it takes 16. Some time. Yeah, it takes, like, some... investigating, but like this guy, he kind of was just right. Well,
imagine
there.
The next day they're like, oh, we have a person of interest, and then imagine 2 days later, like, actually she's dead.
Yeah,
like,
and so he like just left the multiple suitcases all in one spot.
No, like her stuff was thrown in the dumpsters behind the hotel.
Oh, okay. I kept thinking it was in the room because they were like, why is her shit here?
It was like they found. He wasn't in the room when they found her stuff. Like, the hotel went and saw her stuff and was like, okay, she's still here. And he wasn't there at that point.
Meanwhile, he was, like, getting a rug doctor.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Yes, I'm like, no, valid question. But he's like, they're like, no, her stuff's still here. What are you talking about?
Okay, got
it. And he's doing all this shit, so he wasn't there at that time. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, because, like I said, like, he was staying on her dime.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, who is this guy?
Yeah, like, who the fuck is this guy?
Good work on the police for figuring everything out, but everyone is wondering who this murderer is.
And why?
There is, right? They should know.
There's so many questions. Like, who is
this? I know.
Did he meet her planning to kill her? Like, what?
Don't you, is the story interesting because you're like, okay, you've, like, I've answered a lot, but yeah. I haven't answered anything at the same time.
Right.
Like, I've told you what happened. You're like, okay, but like, there's this, this, and this. There was a suppression order on his name.
What does that mean?
And even, and I'll explain it, but it's, and you're like, what the fuck? That's stupid. But then when you kind of like get into the nitty gritty, it's actually not that stupid that they did that.
Okay.
And suppression order is just like, they can't mention his name. And if papers do mention his name, there is a, I don't, it's like, I think like a few, like 15, I'm making up a number. I think it's like $15,000 fine or 6 months in jail.
Oh, they get a fine to mention his name?
If they mention his name, yes.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Because they didn't want to like fuck up investigating him?
Kind of, but I guess I'll get into it. I'll get into it.
Protecting this
douchebag. Yeah, well, trial by media.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the.
And I don't know how like the justice system works in New Zealand either.
Yeah.
You know, like it's
obviously. And I'll get kind of into that.
Yeah.
But everyone was wondering who this murderer is. And there was a suppression order on his name. And even to this day, some publications in New Zealand still blur it out because like the charges and the like fees and stuff, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think, like me personally, I'd do the same thing. But
and you know, I wonder, what? Is there like a time frame to which you can like, you know, like.
Not a time frame, but I'll explain like how the suppression order lifts.
Okay.
So, but the U.S. doesn't have a suppression order.
Yeah.
And the U.S. can use it. They can't do anything to another country, can they?
Huh.
So, yeah. So they don't use the name in New Zealand, but like in the U.S., think about all the murders. Like if you give us a little tidbit, like Scott Peterson, huge murder, like right away, which yes, I believe he's a murderer.
For sure.
But I think a lot of when you give a name and you give a face to a crime, regardless of the circumstances, it's like he did it. He did it.
Okay.
So that's what the suppression order does, is they don't give a name to it yet so people can look at the evidence. Also, like even in the jury trial, they don't put a name to it so they can't like look at his face while they're hearing the evidence.
Yeah, and then like, judge all of his like tiny micro.
Yeah, so I'm with you. I'm like, why the fuck are they trying to protect him?
Okay.
And it's not necessarily it's not for protection.
Him. It's for the actual like trial, essentially.
It's for, well, I guess it's kind of for him, but it's to make sure that the trial is fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Which I'm like,
okay.
Honestly,
that makes sense.
I kind of wish we did that in the US a little bit more.
Well, it's so easy to like, especially when there's like a whole bunch of media coverage, yeah. You're like, why aren't they crying? Why aren't they this? Why aren't they that? That person looks totally guilty. You can see it in his eyes. You know, like there's a lot of judgment that's based on just like looks, like how you feel.
To go back to Scott Peterson, and yes, I feel like he did it, obviously, but people are like, he's good looking. He had a reason to blah, blah, you know? And like when you have a suppression order, you don't have that factor right away. So you can't. Yeah. And that's where I'm like, at first I was like, fuck the suppression order. And then I'm like, you know what though? I feel like you get a little more fair of a trial because some people didn't do it and their fucking lives are ruined because they're intertwined with some case.
Sure.
So that's where I'm like a little bit like, okay.
Huh.
So who do you think revealed the name? Because we weren't under suppression order. The U.S., of course. And his name was Jesse Shane Kempson, because they had CC footage of him and they were able to find out who it was because everything's in color. Huh. It's not like it's like shitty CC footage. They were able to find out who it was.
Okay.
And I'm not sure how the U.S. got the name, but you know, probably someone in New Zealand is like,
I know that guy.
Jesse Shane Kempson in the U.S. is like, thank you very much. I will go back to my
That's interesting. Area.
So he pleads not guilty during the trial.
Okay.
But he does have to answer for, you know, the cleaning the room, coming back, leaving all the
completely suspicious very things you're
obvious
doing.
Yeah. And here's the story,
his story,
which you were asking for. You're like, what does he say?
What the hell?
Well, so he comes into her room and she's like, I'm really into BDSM.
Oh my gosh, shut the fuck up.
Uh-huh. And he was like, oh my goodness, what is that? And she's like,
I've never heard of that.
What do you mean? Whatever do you mean? And she's like, God. I just like really, I like it to be really dangerous and hardcore and blah.
Super violent and rough.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Shut up.
I don't know much about the BDSM community. I don't know a lot about it. But what I do know is that a lot of it is based on consent.
No, all of it is based on consent.
And,
like, you need to have a safe word. You trust. Need to all be consensual.
I'm saying it's consent and trust.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know much about it, but it's consent and trust.
Yeah.
And those are, that is everything in that.
Those are, like, the two mm-hmm. major pillars.
Like, people have said, like,
if you're going to do stuff like that, then, yeah, you need to have someone who you trust is not actually going to take it too far.
I'm saying consent one, and then even bigger is trusting your partner.
For sure. And are you trusting someone that you just met on your first date hours ago to be like, hey, let's do this kinky thing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And, like, they were like, what they do in the trials are, like, looking into her history and like, well, she was part of BDSM communities. It's okay. Like, okay, who the fuck cares? That's fine. Let her do her thing.
Let her be into that. But
she also knows a big proponent of BDSM communities is consent and trust.
I just feel like it's an easy cover for him. Like, that's where it's going.
1,000%.
Is that he's going to be like, oh yeah, let me beat the shit out of you and like take it to a whole different level of like, this isn't even what BDSM is. It's just like violence.
Of course, like right when I said that, you're like, I just saw your eyes roll because you're like, well, I know where Kim's going with this. So what he says is while they were engaging, and I'm just saying like they did go into her sexual history, which is so fucked up and so annoying because it's 2018.
I mean, you have to look into those kinds of things, right? To validate, is this something that she was into?
Yeah. Like, but it was almost at a degrading point where it was like, this doesn't matter. And it was 2018.
When it's, so it's like, there are probably a lot of like kink shaming and like weird, like, ew, she was into that. Yes. And it's like, let people do whatever the fuck they want. 1,000,000%.
Yes. So he said, and keep in mind, this is all what he's saying.
Right. So we have none of her story because she's passed away.
So we have none of like her side of the story because there's like.
And obviously I don't trust this man at all.
No. And you'll realize why you also don't need to trust him. I mean, you and me are like, oh, man said something. Probably don't believe it. So while they were engaging in intercourse, he started to get a little rough and he ended up choking her.
Yep.
And he ended up choking her to death.
Bro.
By accident.
When someone is turning blue, that's your cue to let go.
He had cut marks on him. So she was fighting.
Yeah, so she's fighting.
But here's the thing.
That's not consensual.
Like when you're choking someone.
Fuck off, dude.
You have to put consistent, hard pressure.
Yeah.
For 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's not a quick like choke and you're dead. Like it's a
And he tried to act like it was like, oh my God, it was an accident. It's like, no, that is consistent fucking pressure.
Yeah.
For like and it's 5 to 10 minutes, depending.
What a dumb idiot.
And yeah, she was like fighting him off the whole time. So
and you didn't think like, hey, maybe stop? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just don't buy it.
I don't believe the whole strangling someone to death.
Accidentally.
Like while you're looking at their face.
You're looking at their fucking face.
Yeah.
Like, no.
I could believe you fell asleep.
You could see the fear in their eyes.
Flop on somebody.
You can see them start to like lose consciousness. You can see their lips start to turn blue. Like.
And she's fighting you off. Yeah.
She's fighting you off, bro. Like, no. Your story is bullshit and I hate you.
So while that was happening, he said that he blacked out.
Oh my God.
And he went to the bathroom and fell asleep in the bathtub. And the next morning he found her.
What?
And he had no idea that she had passed away and she had blood around her mouth.
This motherfucker.
Which is such bullshit. Because if it were truly an accident, you would have gone to the police and been like.
I just don't.
You would have gone.
I blacked out. Shut up.
Like, yeah, shut the fuck up. You would have gone to the. If you were really felt bad. And it really was an accident. You would have gone to the police the next day like, hey, this happened. And you know what? You wouldn't have charges against you, probably. You would have something. You wouldn't be scot-free. But like, anyways, but you know what I'm saying. Like, it would have been much better for him if he did.
Yeah.
Anyways, you stayed at the hotel for 5 days covering it
up. Right. Like,
yeah.
Dude.
So obviously this guy sucks.
Yeah.
But his family members had said that he's a pathological liar.
Oh, God. His own family said that?
Yikes. Yeah, his brother's like, we don't trust shit, he says.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Because he would constantly tell people his parents were dead. They were very much still alive. He would lie about partners having cancer. Which is so fucked up because the partner's like, what is he talking about? I do not have cancer.
Oh, no.
And he would, like, kill them off when they would break up with him.
Like, she just died.
Yeah, and they're like,
I'm alive, bro.
Yeah. I just don't want to be with you anymore.
Oh, my God.
So he just couldn't keep his story straight. And in fact, one time surprise. He didn't have the money for rent and kept telling his landlord that he was a professional baseball player and he was waiting for his contract to go through so he had money. And the landlord waited, which is so nice. God. And Jesse ran
people
off.
People tell you stuff and you're like, okay. I mean, you aren't automatically like, you're a liar, you know?
I am now, though. I've had people look when at people me and tell me stuff and I'm like, shit.
Oh my God.
Sounds fake.
This guy.
So the landlord ended up calling the New Zealand Black Sox and they were like, yeah, actually we don't have anyone that name and he definitely doesn't play with us. Like,
never heard of him.
Yeah. They're like, sounds interesting. Not us.
Oh, wow.
But he would go on Tinder dates and tell women that he was like a chef or some shit.
Oh, God.
Of that nature. And he like owned all these restaurants. And he would be like, no. I'm sure he's like, I own restaurants. Hey, can you cover this
bill? Yeah, he's like, oh no, I forgot my
wallet.
Oh, this is so embarrassing. Can you pay for this?
I don't know if he did, but like, probably. I'm just going to assume he totally did.
Oh, wow.
So he would be at restaurants. He's like, oh, I think I'm going to buy this restaurant, which... Homeboy couldn't even pay rent, so obviously he's not buying restaurants.
Oh my God.
But that was like a lie he'd pick all the time. Okay.
That was his go-to lie.
Yeah.
So on first dates.
Back to the trial, because I'm like, I have to give you like this.
Sorry, we got to talk shit on this guy.
And his family's
the
real MVP for being like, no, he's a lying liar. Yeah. So, yeah. So, I put in my notes, Grace's sexual history is brought up. Like, the fact that we know she was part of BDSM communities online. And maybe that's a little bit relevant, but like, I don't think you need to like divulge her entire sexual history. Like, maybe she liked being choked, but they don't need to like go too much into that because that's like how she passed away.
Yeah.
And she still deserves respect and consent and everything. And clearly she didn't get that. And I'm sure that was really traumatic for her family.
Yeah.
Having to hear like about all this stuff.
Yeah, that's really scary.
And then, like, the jury went to deliberate after hearing everything. And they deliberated for 5 hours. He pled not guilty.
Okay, what did they say?
And the jury of 7 women.
Oh.
5 men.
Love that there's women.
Thank you. That's what I said. You unanimously decided that he was guilty.
Okay, thank you.
On February 2020. And he was given life imprisonment sentence with a minimum of 17 years behind bars. So I don't really know if that means he actually got life or a minimum of 17 years. But I guess like a big part of it is you need to show like I am a bad
remorse.
Person.
Yeah.
Remorse. Thank you. So the Prime Minister of New Zealand, who is a woman, also came forward. She told Grace's parents that... And this is, like, heartbreaking. And she said, your daughter should have been safe here.
Aww.
And they were really sorry that she wasn't. Which is super heartbreaking that the Prime Minister felt any guilt.
Yeah. Oh, that's
because, really like,
sad.
I don't... You can't police that kind of stuff. You really can't.
Like, and no one's gonna know. Like, there's no way to predict that something like that would happen.
It's the darkest of things. So, this will be not shocking to you, but a lot of other women did come forward and say that he sexually assaulted them.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. A lot of them said, obviously, it didn't go this far, but...
But he got violent with them, too?
But he would get violent with them, too.
See, I told you, this was his fucking in. She was probably like, yeah, I like this. And he was like, oh, neat. Let's, like... make this go way too far.
Well, and when they got his phone, because if you remember, I said they took his phone and they like saw what he searched, they also went into their chat history.
Okay.
And he was just like, meet up with me, meet up with me, meet up with me. And she
was
not
super
interested.
Persistent.
Yes. And I remember when I was like dating, like your brother was not persistent at all. He was basically like, if you want to meet, that's fine. If not, like, that's
fine. Yeah, like, too. Not a creep.
No, not at all. But, like, the guy that was like, I need you to meet up with me and, like, made me feel guilty, which I'm still to this day like, why the fuck did I meet up with this creep? He was the one who was, like, 5'6 and said he was 6'2.
Classic.
I told you that story, right? Oh, God. And I was just like, well.
I'm 6'2. Honey, I'm 5'9. You are not 6'2.
Well, like, that's the biggest thing. It was like, I wasn't hilarious. Like, you have to be at least 6'2. No. Feet. You have to be taller than me. Completely,
like, lie so, like, when it's going to be so obvious when I meet you, like. Come on, dude.
I fucking know.
Yeah.
And also, he wouldn't buy my $3 drink. What a he was bag. Low on cash, so I had to buy my own drink.
Why are you going on dates if you're low on cash? I'm sorry.
Why are, like, you going on dates?
Don't.
But he, like, talked this big game, and I'm like, maybe he's really nice. Because, like, people are like, well, persistence means, like.
Maybe they really like you.
Exactly.
Sometimes. Or they're fucking weirdo. Yeah, or they're a
creep that's 5'6", and I was looking down at him. Not morally, but, like, physically looking down at, like, this motherfucker.
You are towering over this man.
That's the guy who I cage-faced.
Who what? Cage-faced?
Oh, my God. Do you not know the term when a guy tries to kiss you and you take your hand and shove him away?
That's hilarious.
Cage-faced, because it, like, it describes it perfectly. Dude,
I would pay money to see that.
Oh, my God. No, he tried to kiss me. He was smaller than me, too, so my hand, like, took up his whole face. Be like, pretend to go in for a kiss. Like,
just, I just, like, open mouth kiss, like, yeah, and you're like,
well, because he made me drive him home, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dude, Tinder was the worst.
This was Bumble, and I told my mom, stop telling me I need to go on dates with other people. I had met Keith at this point, and I liked Keith. My mom's like, you need it, which she's not wrong. I did. But, like, I was like, don't ever tell me to go on another date again. That was horrible. God. And I told her, and he was like, you owe me a blowjob.
You, like, owe me a blowjob.
My favorite response was like, you didn't even buy me a drink, ...
I would literally just send, like, the middle finger emoji.
No, he wanted that. He wanted that. He wanted like the conflict. So I was like, lol, you didn't even buy my drink. And then I blocked him.
Stupid douche. God, people are terrible.
Yeah. But yeah, that's so horrible. He sexually assaulted all these people and they were able to come forward, and he did get some charges along with that, but it was just, like, it escalated.
That's so scary. It's how really horrible. Scary. You're, like, living your best life. Like, yay, I just graduated college. I'm celebrating. Like,
ugh. Like, it was totally, like I told you, like, eat, terrible. Pray, love.
Yeah.
Because I let you have the decision. I was like, do you want the, I'm not going to say, like, the genre, my other one, or the eat, pray, love.
Yeah.
And you were like, let's do that. But it's like, she was just beginning just to, like, dip her
start feet. Her life, yes. Too. Like,
she went to Peru, and then, like, immediately this shit happened.
That's just so horrible. I feel awful for her family.
Guys, just be so fucking careful if you go on online dates. And, like, you can meet great people. I mean,
oh yeah.
Hi, I'm getting married in less than a month, and that was online. But, like, if somebody is persistently, like, harassing you, it's okay to say no.
But it sucks because, like, obviously from the footage, like, it looked like they were getting along really well.
I know, and that's what's scary.
Right? It's like, it can turn. He's
going,
like,
to the bathroom and giving her a kiss.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I don't know. It's fucking terrible. Insane. But just be so careful. And if you aren't feeling it, you can leave.
Yeah.
And don't drive them home, even though they, like, guilt you into driving them home. And if they're
do cage face them.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So funny.
Everyone has been like, what? And then when I explain it, people are like, oh, that's fucking amazing.
Yeah, I've never,
like,
heard of
that
term.
Right when I show my hands, you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, little boy calmed down after that, and he didn't try to go in. Oh, no, he tried to go in for another kiss. And I was
he
like,
did?
Jesus Christ, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, that's embarrassing. My fucking car, yeah. I called a guy friend. I was like, I just need to know not all men are trash. I don't remember. I think I called. Well, they're not trash. They're trash now. But, like, I called one of my friends. I'm not going to say names, but, like, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But I called them and they were like, yeah, men are trash. I was like, yeah, I know.
Ugh.
So, but yeah, we are going to post pictures of Grace and obviously Jesse Shane Kempson on our Instagram, which is Mysterious Maidens Pod, just on Instagram.
And if you have any stories you'd like to share with us, dating horror stories. I love those.
Oh, those are my favorite.
Or just any stories, really. You can email us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We're also on Facebook and TikTok. So
all the socials. Yeah. Find us.
We're going to probably post a lot of stuff after the wedding, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the hottest I'll ever be. So, you know, gotta cash that in.
Hopefully. All right, friends.
All right. Bye.
Until next time, self-care yourself. Okay, bye.